Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dice Before Dishonor spin-off series, Echoes of Honor. Episode 1, Roll the Bones. When last we left Dice Before Dishonor, victorious or not, the Cavaliers rode away from the church that stood before them. Romeo Alcasti thanked them for their service, assured them the courier would pay them soon, and left on foot, standing next to Monsieur Tapo. Both had arrived in a rental carriage. Now, take a moment to enjoy the luster of the garden, the hilltop, the grassy knoll the church sits on. Romeo waits until the quartet of horsemen round the bend. Farewell, my friends! Big smiles. Tapo, as he lowers his arms, the ginger beard frowns. The curls, as he doffs his cap, are drenched in sweat. And he pulls his hair back, almost slicking it, and the curls go straight. Flapping his hat, some of the sweat that was in it, wringing it, plops it back on his head. Gods, I hate this thing. Walk with me, Tapo. There's something I wish to discuss with you.
As my lord commands.
You notice a distinct shift in his accent. More Varisian now than Taladian.
I barely notice it.
You barely notice the shift in his accent. Now the GM's mentioned it twice.
Well, not that. It's that my character has poor wisdom. He wouldn't really care.
No, it's fine. I'm just messing with the audience and you. You're good.
Yes. Yeah, he's kind of dim.
He waves you over to the side of the church, and we walk around the corner overlooking the inner sea. The sea breeze rushing up the cliff's face, and then the last 100 feet across the grass and blowing across our faces, and he looks out over the inner sea.
You know, I have not once lied to you or those honorable men. My name is Romero Casti. However, I was not, shall we say, I did not spend my entire childhood and life here in Tal'Dor. My family sent me away to work. I spent quite a lot of time in Varisia. Upon returning, and only recently have got my assets together to, shall we say, reclaim my family name. This is the truth. Those men, he sort of looks back over his shoulder, pointing at the dust cloud that's leaving, which is the Cavalier Party and one samurai. They are good men, and I trust them to a point. But, turning to face you directly and smiling at you, it was you who appreciated my anger towards Father Vilkas. It was you who backed me without question and without doubt. And it was you who performed most magnificently underneath the mausoleum.
Sort of making a decision, playing on his face and nodding.
Will you walk back into town with me? I believe I have more business to discuss with you, my friend. And trust me, he says, placing a hand on your shoulder, the coin has just begun to flow between us.
Coin? I'm in.
Just prior to the War for the Crown adventure path, Honor's Echo is a Pathfinder Society adventure which will introduce our band of followers to the Inner Sea region setting of Tal'Dor. Many dangers await our band, both far afield and deep within the political arena.